Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Zvachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. I want to remind you again about the four Avodas. There's the Shechita, which is really kosher bizarre. Shechita doesn't have to be done through a Kayin, but from this point on, it has to be done with a Kayin. Kabbalah Sadam, that's collecting the blood. It was a special bowl, it was a klisharis, it couldn't just be any Keli, it had to be a special Keli. Then there was the Halacha, bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. And the Zrika, throwing the blood or applying it on the Mizbeach or sometimes on the corners of the Mizbeach. Different karbanis require different procedures. Now there's also the Haktaras Emerin, the certain parts of the carbon are burnt on the Mizbeach. But if you don't do that, the carbon is still kosher. These four avodas have to be done. Let's see our Mishnah. HaPesach v'Hachatas. If a person shechted a carbon Pesach or a carbon Chatas, Shaloi l'shman, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different carbon. Let me remind you again, although we had many different shitas, but basically everyone agrees that a carbon Pesach and a Chatas are two karbanas, that if you don't shecht it, or you don't do any of the avoidas for the sake of that carbon, by the Pesach you don't have in mind Pesach, or by the Chatas you don't have in mind Chatas, the carbon is pasul. So in our first case, he did everything for the wrong reason. Not only did he shecht it, shaloi l'shman, but then, kibel, he received the blood. That means taking it into the bowl. V'hilech, brought the blood to the mizbeach. V'zorak, and threw it on the mizbeach. Also, shaloi l'shman, not for its own sake, not thinking he's doing this for a Pesach and a Chatas, but for the sake of a different carbon. Oy or, l'shman, he did one of these avodas, taka with the right kavana, for the sake of a carbon Pesach or Chatas, and did another one of the avodas for the sake of a different carbon. Let's say he shechted the carbon Pesach thinking carbon Pesach. Somehow, midway, he decided to finish it thinking it's a shlam. Or he did it the other way. He began one of the avodas not for its own sake, rather thinking of a different carbon, but then he continued like clicking into place, like he reminded himself in the middle, this is for a Pesach or a Chatas. In all these cases, the din is psulim, in all the three cases mentioned in the Mishnah. It's pasul, the carbon Pesach and the carbon Chatas are completely pasul, because one of the four key avoidas was done for the sake of a different carbon. Ketzad l'shman u'shalor l'shman. So the Mishnah gives us an example of the last two of the cases. Ketzad, how does it work out, this case of l'shman or shalai l'shman? Zakta Mishnah l'shem Pesach. He began the avodah thinking tak it's a carbon Pesach, the right carbon. But then, during one of the other three avodahs, suddenly l'shem shlamim, it got into his head to finish it for the sake of a shlamim. Shalai l'shman l'shman. Zakta Mishnah, give me a case of doing the avodah first shalai l'shma and then l'shma. It's where he takes the carbon Pesach l'shem shlamim. He starts at l'shem shlamim. And then somehow, during one or during all of the other three, he switches it l'shem ha-Pesach for a carbon Pesach. In other words, he started wrong and he finally gets it right, but too late. All four have to be for the right carbon. The Mishnah explains, shehazavach, because a carbon, nifsal, becomes pasal ba-bar-dvarim through any of the four things. B'shchita, if it was shechted for the wrong intention, ubekibul, receiving the dam for the wrong intention, ubehilach, taking it to the mizbeach, ubezrika, or the sprinkling of the dam, throwing of the dam. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Shimon machshir behilach. Rabbi Shimon says, bringing the blood to the mizbeach, that doesn't pass the mizbeach. So Rabbi Shimon name, because Rabbi Shimon used to say, i'efsha shaloi b'shchit, it's impossible to have a carbon without shechting it. It's impossible to have a carbon without receiving the blood. It's impossible to have a carbon without being zarek the dam on the mizbeach. It's shayach to bring a carbon without this part of bringing it to the mizbeach. How? And the answer is shaychid b'tzad mizbeach. He can shecht at mamish the side of the mizbeach v'zarek and throw the blood directly from where he is standing. So since the avodah of halacha, of bringing the blood to the mizbeach, could technically be avoided, Memela, says Rabbi Shimon, it's not considered enough of an avodah to passel the carbon if he doesn't have the right intention. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. They say, look, it's possible to avoid the hilach, but if he didn't avoid the hilach and he did do it with the wrong mashav, it becomes possible. Halachas Adam is an avodah. You see, it's possible, bizarre. Only a kayan can do it. That's learned from the pasuk v'shachad v'krivu b'nei Aharon ha'kayhanim, that after the shechita from the Kabbalah and Vayiter, only the kayhanim can do it. So the Chachamim say, if you don't do it, it's one thing, but if you do it, you have to do it right. Vayiter says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Hamahalach b'mkoyim shehu tzarech lahalech. Let's say the kayan bringing the blood to the mizbeach, the halacha, is going in a place where you have to go in order to get to the mizbeach. Hamachshava peselas. Then he has the wrong machshava. Then it passes the carbon. But uvim koyim she'ain etzarach lahalach. Let's say for whatever reason, I don't know why, but the kayan took a different route, and he's walking in a place where he didn't have to walk over there to get to the mizbeach. And over there he has a machshava for the wrong thing. Ain a machshava peselas. His improper machshava at that time doesn't passel the carbon. L'moshel, the Batanura explains this. Let's say the animal was shechted near the mizbeach. So he could have just spritzed it right onto the mizbeach. Instead, for whatever reason, he walked away. And he walks away then with a shaloi lishma intention. So where are you going? You're going away from the mizbeach. That's not part of the avodah. If he has a bad machshava, then it doesn't passel it. But when he's walking back to the mizbeach, then it would passel it. So quickly, chazing over, in our Mishnah we learned the Pesach and the Karm Chatas, which have to be shechted lishma to be kosher. That means all of the four avodahs. Whether he does them all shalai l'shma, or even one of them shalai l'shma, doesn't make a difference at the beginning or at the end. It is pasul. Rav Shimon disagrees in regard to the hilach. He says hilach, bringing it to the mizbeach, doesn't pasul it, because l'maisa, you see, it's not so important. Sometimes it's not even necessary. If you were checked right by the side of the mizbeach, you don't have to bring it to the mizbeach. You can spritz it right there and then. So even if he does have to bring it to the Mizbeach, it's not an important enough avoida, says Rav Shimon, that if he has the wrong intention by the Hilach, it passels it, but the Chachamim disagree. Then we have the Sheet of Rebbe Lazar, who says that if the Kayan, for whatever reason, isn't walking where you have to walk to get to the Mizbeach, even though he's walking with the blood, that doesn't passel it. So for example, as the Batanur explained, if he's standing next to the Mizbeach and he starts walking away from the Mizbeach, and then he has a machshava for the wrong carbon, that won't passel it. But when he's walking toward the Mizbeach, then the Hilach does passel it.